we begin our day, we make a blessing on learning Torah. So we say the blessing, Asher Kiddushanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu l'asok b'tivrei Torah. Hashem commanded us, gave us a mitzvah, gave us holiness through this mitzvah of learning Torah. Then we go on and say, v'ha'arev na, Hashem make the Torah sweet. Yes? It's unclear among the commentaries whether this is a continuation or a separate blessing. Are there three blessings on Torah or two? Is this a continuation of the first blessing or is this a second blessing? We ask Hashem that the Torah should be sweet, because if the Torah is sweet, Rashi says, we could do it for the sake of heaven, we can do it out of love for Hashem. And this teaches us a cardinal rule in mitzvot, that when something is sweet for us, then it is much easier for us to do it with the proper intent. Very often we think we should do it because it's right, and even so we should do it with the proper intent. And here we see that our sages instituted that with regards to learning Torah, we ask Hashem make it sweet, so that we will do it with a proper intent. The two go hand in hand. Make it sweet, and that will help us do it with a proper intent. And that's a rule in life. We try to make the mitzvot as sweet as possible, and that helps us facilitate doing it with the proper intent.